ready. I don't think y'all ready for this episode. This episode is going to make people second guess how they showing up in life. Come. Make people second guess the person that they claim to be, they can't even show up for. There's a lot of people that get up and don't even look in the mirror and look at themselves all the way. They just get up, brush their teeth, rinse their face off, not even wash their face, rinse their face off, put on lotion, don't even rub it in right, get dressed and get their bag and their keys and their wallet and they go. This episode is for people that really be looking at themselves. So click play when you're ready. Welcome back to She Gets a Pod, okay? She Gets a Pod because, well, if you've been here, you know the story. Anyway, my name is Shan, a.k.a. Chantal, okay? I'm not tall. I'm very short, 5'4 to be exact. I'm from Philly by way of ATL currently, and I have two Jamaican parents, so there's that. I am a Gemini. I have two kids. I am a mother, an auntie, a sister, and I'm a little weird, and that's okay. I'm a little quirky, and that's okay. I have a big head, huge head, all right? Two great melons, juicy, healthy Polly Pocket. And I'm just out here sharing, and I'm glad you're here. This is another season, season 22 to be exact. If you would like to find me, you can find me in the social streets at Shambi Podden. ShambiPodden.com is also my website. I do have creative books for podcasters, people who want to podcast or people who want to create content. You can find those books on Lulu.com, made by me. I also have 5 other podcasts outside of this one. If you go to ShambiPodden.com, you can see them all. All right. I appreciate you listening because you did not have to be here. I am an indie podcaster, meaning there is no team behind me. It is just me and me on this mic. Thank you for checking out last season. Last season was amazing. Thank you, Drake, Pod Fam. My Pod Fam is still strong. We're going into another year. Let's go. Let's get into this episode. T-shirt in my radio. Get my t-shirt in my radio. About to make a salad. A salad. About to make a salad. A salad. A lot of y'all don't wash y'all motherfucking greens that y'all make y'all salad with. Y'all just put them in a bowl, especially when y'all be at work, and eat them. Them things is stepped on like that. Becky, that thing is stepped on. You need to clean that, okay? Clean it. Do I want apples in my salad? Nah, just pushing it. Got my lemon. All right, I need to, I'm gonna use this Tupperware right here because it's big enough to clean it. Clean it. What's up, y'all? Welcome back to an ASMR Shan podcast. My name is Shan, and I'm making salad. But I'm also going to do an episode talking about how... self-work and... looking at yourself can get ugly. Soul searching. It can get ugly. You're going to have to realize the wrong in your ways. You're going to have to realize that you're a stubborn ass person and all the person in your past was trying to do was help you. You're going to have to realize that the way that somebody wanted to love you wasn't unhealthy. It was just not the way that you wanted to be loved. And I'm like that a lot with everybody. So sometimes people will be like, I love you. And I'll just tell him I know. Like, I don't need you to say it no more, because the way that you love me is not hitting the way that you think is hitting, because that's not how I need to be loved. So it doesn't resonate with me in the way that you think it resonates. Where you would get the reciprocation you think you should get because you told me that. And when you tell people that, a lot of times, they get upset with it, but that's just what the fuck it is. So when you're soul searching, it's time for you to be honest with who you are and honest about the shit that's coming out your mouth, your body language, and your self is not showing that. Like, you're not showing you're ready to be in a committed relationship where this person has expectations for you and you have expectations for them. And there's boundaries and there's good sexual energy there. You're not showing that when you do X, Y, and Z things. And people be knowing when they be asking for shit, they not trying to reciprocate. Me personally, I think that's selfish as fuck. For you to assume somebody's going to want to do X, Y, and Z for you, and you're giving them bare minimum. Like, for instance, if we're just fucking, for me, that means that relationship aspect of it, you're not going to get. Why? Because we're just fucking. Meaning, the barter system that we have set up, meaning you're going to get pussy because I'm going to get dick. I'm not going to give you the feeling that, ooh, I woke up. Some dick would be nice. Let me hit this nigga and be like, I want you. I'm not going to tell you that shit. Why? Because you're not the man in my life that I'm building with that has plans for us, for me to feel like you deserve that feeling that somebody wants me. You know where you could get somebody wanting you and that feeling that somebody wants you? Is when you're in a motherfucking relationship. But you didn't sign up for that package. Therefore, I'm not telling you that I would like your dick. I'm just going to think some dick would be nice. And you'll never know that I'm in the mood for your dick. But when you will find out is when you reach out to me and you're just like, hey, some pussy would be nice today. And I'm going to be like, let me check my schedule. All right, I can fit you in around 11:30 p.m. Okay? Is that cool with you? Nah, that's kind of late. Okay, oh well. And I'm not going to feel no fucking loss, because I'm the type of person that if I'm not mentally attracted and involved with a man, I could do without dick for a very long time. The longest I've ever gone without dick is probably like a year and a half. And it didn't faze me no way, because I never checked my bank account. I always had jobs and I was getting paid every week. So the fulfillment and emotion I was getting from being able to go in any store and buy whatever the fuck I wanted. My bills were paid. I was comfortable. I was around friends. I could call and fly out to go see people I care about and then fly back to New York and not give a fuck and just be on my grind. Now I have two kids that, if I want to feel loved on, I broke that. I'll go in their bedroom or wherever they at in my house, and we'll hang together and we'll go do stuff together. I'm getting my emotional needs met. I feel like I want a hug, I go to my children. I'm getting my emotional cuddle needs met. I feel like I want to have a key. I'll call my friend up and she'll come over. I'm not a going out type person. But if I do want to go out, you know, me, Kiki, Casey will set something up and we'll go do some shit. If I want to go to a restaurant, which is fucking rare, I'm guaranteed somebody is going to be having a brunch. And I'll hit you up on Saturday and we'll go out to eat. But I ain't never been no, I want to go to the club. Or, I need to go to the bar, because I don't drink like that. I've never tasted a drink that I'm just like, this is my drink. I am 36 and I don't have a drink. And I'm completely okay with that, because that has never been my steez. Now, if I am going to drink something, I do like a motherfucking mojito. But other than that, I don't have a drink. Ain't no drink that I'm truly, really trying to drink like that. And I'm not going to ask you for one. So what people of my age do out and about, I'm not craving that. So I feel like I'm in an era where it's my weight stage. I'm at my weight stage, and I'm not talking about pounds. I'm talking about waiting for the person that I fucking deserve. And I'm not rushing that shit. So a lot of times, people that are watching you from afar that need instant gratification from anybody, they just be around anybody. I ain't never been a bitch that need to be around anybody. I need to be around the person I want to be around. And if I can't be around the person I want to be around or that I'm craving at that time, I'm good money. I've always been like that. You know what I'm saying? I don't need to be at nobody's party. I don't want to go out for drinks. I'm not pulling up to everybody's house. I don't want everybody pulling up to my house. I'm very low-key. If I'm in the need of something, I usually go create. Why y'all think I got 6 podcasts? You know what I'm saying? Now, rich men, wealthy men, successful men will call this where they hold back, beaten off. Anyway, it's so crazy. My alarm went off when I was talking about nut. But they hold back nutting. They hold back having sex. They hold back that gratification, and they use that energy that they would use, that they would get from being in a relationship and having relations and shit. Do I want my dates? I think I might have a date. They use that energy to put it into something else. And I've been doing that for a very long time. So a lot of times when I would want to fuck on somebody, if I was in a relationship, I just turn that into work energy. And I create something. So I feel like I fulfill myself in the best way possible. And I've been sitting back and looking at my life. And I'm just like, when have I been in a relationship where that man put me in a better position that I couldn't have put myself in? Never. Relationship 1, didn't do it. Relationship 2, didn't do it. I mean, we have a daughter, but that's years later. Relationship 3, didn't do it. I did enjoy our friendship, but didn't do it. Relationship 4, I just wanted a kid. Relationship 5, I was 1 foot in and 1 foot out of that because I feel like he had a lot of issues opening up. And after relationship 5, I didn't want no motherfucking relationships. I wanted a break. And that's what the fuck I got. And I've been on a break from being romantically involved with anyone because I can't afford it. So soul searching is perfectly okay with me. I'm perfectly okay with soul searching because it doesn't require me to do a lot. I don't have requirements from other people. I don't need other people to show up in my life a certain way. I'm handling it. Now, does it come off asshole-ish? Sometimes. But I think the person that is coming off asshole-ish has to ask themselves, why do you have all these expectations for Chantal? Soul searching means I'm doing my work. So if you're bothered by me doing my work, it sounds like a motherfucking personal problem, okay? I don't feel like you need to put that on me or let me know that. If I'm soul searching, I'm doing my work. I'm making sure I could be a better person for whoever I'm supposed to be fucking with. And if you're not trying to fuck with me the long way, okay? I don't care. A lot of people don't even want to spend time alone with themselves because that's a lot of reflection that they're not ready for. And I think that's super important before you jump into another relationship, because you need to be able to see what went right in the past, what you don't need to pursue, what you need to be looking for now, where you are mentally, where you are emotionally, what can you handle. I've already talked about the capacity to be someone's anything. Are you able to show up in that the correct way, in a healthy way? And if you're not able to show up in that in a healthy way, you're going to create a unhealthy relationship with you and said person. And I think a lot of people know they're mentally and emotionally not ready to be in anything with anybody. And they just keep grabbing bodies. It's you now. Or I'm not talking to them, it's them now. Or they're not my friend anymore, it's them now. Now they're my best friend. Like, why isn't it you taking a break? Why aren't you enough for you? Like, what are you looking for in other people where you feel like you need to grab somebody because you don't have nobody there? Like, what is it that you feel like you're missing currently? And a lot of times, people can't even tell you what they feel like they're missing currently because they're not even ready to be honest about it. So a lot of times, soul searching is, are you ready to be honest about the fact that you don't even know what the fuck you want? Okay? And the way you find out what the fuck you want is being honest about what you cannot handle. And being honest what you've already had that you did not like. And stop making excuses for why you still need to keep this person around despite you not liking the things that they fucking do or how they make you feel. Or what shit they be putting you in. If you ask yourself, you know, what do I love most in life that's not a person, a different person, other than yourself, and is not a material possession, and you don't have an answer, then you got some fucking work to do. Because that means you're constantly going to be sourcing out something on the outside of who you are in order to find love and reflection and goodness when you should be enough. Anybody that you add to your life or you add in your life should be like a topping to what's good already. And if you are not in a good place, it's okay to not be in a good place. A lot of people are uncomfortable with not being in a good place. You got to work through it to get out of it. It's not a workaround. It's not what's a shortcut to me feeling good, because a shortcut to people feeling good is them drinking constantly, them needing to smoke 5+ times a day, them needing to constantly eat unhealthy shit or be around people that just gossip and talk shit about other people living their lives all fucking day. I think people who constantly feel like they have to watch soap operas every fucking day of the week and be involved in these make-believe traumatic relationships, they got some fucking soul searching work to do. Also, people who gotta watch The Real Housewives this and The Real blah, 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 blah. It's like, don't you have enough chaos in your life? Now, where I know there is something not clicking for me is the fulfillment I get out of watching mob movies or shows where it's an assassin, a killer, or somebody coming up missing and them trying to find who murdered X, Y, and Z, or them trying to solve a case. I don't know why I like shit like that, but I feel like that helps me understand that there's some sick people out here. Stop thinking shit is sweet. So I will sit and watch a whole bunch of episodes of The First 48, but that's real life. That is the symptoms of society today and what people feel like they need to do for whatever reason they feel like they need to do it. I don't want to sit in life thinking shit is sweet because my life is good only. And that's the ignorance, okay? So yeah, there's some shit with that where I just feel like when I watch that and I complete the show, I feel fulfilled. I feel like I'm on something. It's like I just devoured a new book. You know what I'm saying? I know there's a problem with that. Over-consuming all of that is not good because I'm always going to assume in life that somebody's on some shit. When really ain't nobody on some shit, you just watch the show. Or that was just a movie, Chantal. Calm your ass down. You know what I'm saying? So it's very important for you to balance out the good and the bad. A calm and a fast pace. You can't just sit in constant goodness. You can't just sit in constant chaos. You can't sit in constant times of where people are not challenging you to learn something new or be better, because you're going to be bored in some aspect of your life where it's going to create problems and you're not going to know the root cause. Oh my God. Am I talking your head off again? Oh, well, y'all know what y'all came for. You know what you came for. If you would like to support this podcast, my podcast, of course, She Gets a Pod, please subscribe. Please share with a friend. Please share it on your social media. Leave a review on Apple Podcast app, Spotify, CastBox, Good Pods. Let the people know why they should listen to this. I am on TikTok. I am on X. I am on IG. I am not on Facebook. I do not fuck with Facebook. That is a place for the old, I believe. So I'm not on Facebook. But you can find me there. I appreciate you. You can find my YouTube, Shan and Pods, and it has basically all of the podcasts posted on there and some videos I've done in the past. Videos are not my favorite thing to do because it just takes up so much fucking space. She Gets a Podcast will be right back. This podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp. It's early in the year. Christmas is done. Happy New Year's were said. We heard them, okay? But how do you feel? It's tax time and frustration is on the rise all across the board. Layoffs are still happening and people have lost loved ones. And the way that life was being lived in 2023 is not what's happening at the beginning of this year. You just need some relief. But sometimes going out with friends or going out with family and talking to them is not help. It's not helping, and it's okay. Sometimes you need to find a way to climb out of your thoughts in a positive way. If you need professional help, try BetterHelp. They will work right with you. Contact www.betterhelp.com/shegetsit. You can get started today with 10% off your first month with BetterHelp to get the relief you need to be your best self again. Do not sit in those thoughts. Get the help you need today. Now back to the show. And it's so much extra work to schedule it out, post it, do a write-up, keep in conversation with the people on YouTube. And it's not my thing. But I did do it last season. So those who did it, I appreciate it. Hold on, let me connect this person again because they're getting on my nerves. Like, if you don't like the answer somebody's giving you and I'm giving you a space so you can go to someone else, why are you bothering me? Oh my God. Paste. Did I do this right? Hold on. Another part of like soul searching is being able to say, am I working through my cons? For instance, here's a peek inside. My cons are, I don't have faith in people when it comes to relationships because I haven't been with someone to show me is different from what I've already dealt with. I'm not forgiving. And I feel like that's something that looks like you gotta have in order to have a healthy relationship. I don't expect people to be perfect, but I expect people to be honest. And if I say something or something needs to be done, I'm not, this need to keep repeating it so you can make sure I do it, I'm not doing that shit. If I have to repeat myself, I'm the type of person that I will do it myself, even if it's in front of your face. Now, me doing it myself after I've asked you already and you haven't done it, if that makes you feel some sort of way, I feel like that's your problem. That's not my problem. And a lot of times in the past, men have been like, I told you I would do it and I told you when it needs to be done by and it wasn't done and you thought I should just miss out on what needs to get done because you didn't do it. No, I've never been a woman that's waiting on a man to do what he said he was going to do. It's either that man does it and I don't have to say it a second time, or he doesn't do it, I do it, and then you are left feeling like there's no use for you. You are in control of you being useful, but you chose to not be useful. Again, you're a problem. Like, I'm not understanding where people put what they neglected to do on me. Like, I'm not understanding that shit. And so a lot of times people think, hold on. This is the show. Like, I'm not understanding why I gotta wait around for that. Like, you need to spend time alone. Soul searching is a great time to find a new hobby. You might meet new people while you find a new hobby. Connecting with other people. For me, I like to connect with other people in the lane that I want to get into in a better way. Podcasting, creating, making money. You know what I'm saying? Not no scammers. Don't get me wrong. Y'all do y'all thing over there. Leave me up out of that. Social media for me, a lot of people say, are you taking a break from social media? Because of what I do, me taking a break from social media is not going to help me. It's going to hinder me because I podcast, I talk to people, I give people content, and I engage with people. So when I'm on social media, I've never been on social media looking to date or looking who's the cutest so I can add them so I can have Google Gaga talk in DMs. I've never been the DM girl. I don't like when people try to flirt with me in DMs. To me, if you're not in real life and you're not in my city, you don't fucking exist, but it sounds nice. And most of the time, the people that I have constant discussion with in DM are people that I've known for years, but I've seen in real life. But if I'm talking to you in DMs, I guarantee you, you're a podcaster, you're a content creator, or you on some business shit. I've never been on social media on some dating shit. I don't care if the world knows that I'm dating or I'm married or I'm in a relationship or what my kids is doing at 9 o'clock. Like, to me, that's completely none of your business. You know who would know that? People that I really fuck with. People that's really in my life like that. People that really know my kids. You know what I'm saying? But I don't know. People mix that up all the time. Emotionally, is there something I need that I'm lacking? Emotionally, when I was a kid, what was missing, and am I looking for that in a companion? Is that healthy? Is that unhealthy? Like, tapping into shit like that, to me, is soul searching, is self-growth, and it's going to make me better for the person in my future. But if you're not doing that, you're just being the dick from relationship one all the way up to relationship five, and you're going to be the dick in relationship six because you haven't done anything progressive. Another thing everybody needs to ask themselves, especially when they get to like their 30s, because this is time for you to own your shit, own what was taught to you, own what does not work, own what does not apply, own what was not taught to you, and you teach it to yourself because YouTube exists. Wi-Fi is damn near free if you go into certain places. There's no reason why you keep making up this excuse, well, I wasn't brought up like that, that's why I am like this. Or nobody taught me that, so I didn't know. Or my parents didn't show me how to X, Y, and Z, that's why I don't do it. No, you're making a conscious decision not to learn it, not to do it, not to be better. And you're looking for someone to put up with your bullshit because you're not looking to improve. There are a lot of people like that. Me personally, I'm going to tell you straight up what I suck at when it comes to relationships. And I'm going to give you the decision on if you want to pivot forward or pivot back and leave me the fuck alone. Because I'm never going to lie to someone to look a certain way or look like you're going to come over here and have a great time if I'm not able to provide you a great time. And a lot of people are not ready to be honest about the fact that there's some shit that I'm into that you might be repulsed by, but I'm not going to tell you the real shit that I'm into. I'm going to put on this show and act like I'm this person. And then when you're like neck deep in this relationship and this life with me, I'm going to start creeping in what I really want to do with you and corner you and make you feel like you have to accept. I'm never doing that to nobody. But there are a lot of men and women who do that shit. And then when a person starts pushing back because this is something new, you're not giving them a chance to understand or make a decision on if they want to partake. You're telling them, oh, you're pushing me away, or I want to do fun things and you don't want to do them. Bitch, you want to do some kinky ass shit that I got to Google because I ain't never dealt with nobody like this and we've never had a conversation. It's a lot of people doing that shit. And it's a lot of people making people feel bad because of what they're into. I don't feel bad about anything I'm sexually into. I don't want a man that feels bad about anything he's sexually into. And I don't want to be with a man that can't tell me what the fuck he's sexually into. I have friends that I tell them what my porn categories are. But if my porn categories bother you as a man that wants to be in a relationship with me, sir, let me know as soon as possible because I'm not about to hide my sexual needs from a man I'm trying to build with and be with sexually also. Like, I'm not trying to have a man to be my husband, a man to dick me down, a man to listen to my emotions, a man that I can tell my honest thoughts to because I can't tell it to my husband. A lot of people are in pocket relationships like that. A person for this, a person for that, a person for this, a person for that. Fuck all that extra ass shit. You're spreading yourself too thin. And a lot of those other people don't even give you an ROI. And the return on investment is, what am I getting out of spending my time with all these people when I can do this with one motherfucking person? But to be able to do that with one person takes work. It takes a great filter system. It's taking seeing a man that's handsome and can afford the life that he lives, but he doesn't fulfill these things that I need here too. I can't make the way that he looks and the money he has overtake the other things that I need, because then it's going to leave me to go look for a man that can fulfill those other things that I need, because those other things are not going anywhere. That's part of fucking soul searching. But a lot of people are not out here doing that shit, so they can always find a date. They can always find a reason to go talk to somebody. They can always find a reason why they had to fuck. Or they didn't like X, Y, and Z, and they were rude, and their pussy stink, but I still fuck because I needed to fuck something. Something's fucking wrong with you. Why you can stoop so low when the stakes are so high? The most beautiful thing about nature is nature is going to prepare for what it needs to prepare for because it knows the role that it plays. You know what I'm saying? You have all the seasons because all of the seasons are needed to create and change something. You're going to have summer and you're going to have fall. And before you have winter, you're going to have the old leaves fall on the ground to protect the grass, to be able to withstand the weather of snow being on it while protecting the grass so it can show up for fucking spring. And I say that to say there are people in your lives that are there to fulfill something so you can learn something. Sometimes you keep them, sometimes they stay in your life, and sometimes they go because you've gotten everything that you could possibly get that's a positive in your life in a healthy way from that person. People are not yours to keep. People are not yours to dictate where they go and what they do. A lot of people have this mindset of, if it don't work for me, I want their lives to be fucked up and they shouldn't have anybody. No, everybody should be able, if they do their work, to be with the person that's best for them. And a lot of times what people say they want, you say you want to have multiple relationships with multiple men or women, but you can't afford them emotionally, financially, and physically because you don't have the stamina to withstand that shit. A lot of men can't even go rounds. To be honest, a lot of women can't do positions because they're not physically fit to do positions. So by default, you're a pillow princess and you wonder why he don't want to fuck. So if I'm working out, I don't want to be fucking with a man that's not working out. If a man is telling me I'm getting too pudgy or you put on weight, I should be able to tell you what you're doing that's lacking. I should be able to tell you that your titties are starting to match mine. I should be able to tell you that you're not physically fit, that the way that you're coughing got me worried for your health. The way that you're drinking, maybe you should pull back. The nasty, unhealthy shit that you're eating is not going to help you in the long run. Hello? So don't dish out what you can't take. Don't dish out what you're not showing up for either. But when you hold yourself personally accountable and be like, you know what? I'm not 150 anymore. I'm not 160 anymore. This is now my weight. If I want to be 160 or 150, there's work that I have to do that's personal that nobody can do for me. And I will never be one of those women that's just, you know what? I don't like the gym. I don't want to change my diet. I'm going to just go somewhere and get my body done. I'm not her. But there are other women that are okay with that. And that's cool that they're okay with that. That's just not what I want to do. Because most of the time, when people go get the shortcut way, the rest of their body doesn't match the work that was done. And it shows. And so in your mind, you're always going to be chasing this look that you're supposed to have because you've been trying to shortcut your work. I'm not trying to shortcut my work. That's not what I'm on. But if I'm taking my time to work to be a better me, then I'm taking my time to work to be a better me. I'm not rushing on nobody's accord. I'm not rushing to go get a man that don't even fuck with me like that. Don't fuck with me in the ways that I want to be able to fuck with him. Self-work. There's no shortcuts to doing your self-work. Everybody into this AI chat, to do this, to do that, because everything needs to be faster. All you need to do is put in the right words to get a job that they can't mentally, emotionally, and stamina-wise show up for every day. So their fucking life is under this crazy pressure because what's on their resume is not matching what they have the capacity to do. I know, like, I can't put on no application. I love to be around people. I love to be involved. And I love to train people because I don't. I don't like work that requires me to babysit people to do what they said they were going to do at the application process. I'm not doing it. I've turned down many manager positions because to me that involves me babysitting somebody on a job because they don't know how to have work boundaries. And I don't want to be nobody's company person to blame for why shit is not where it needs to be at a certain time to make the money that they expected to make. Don't sign yourself up for positions where you're going to have a pressure you cannot withstand. That's all it is. But you got to know yourself to know, let me say this now so I could be in a better state later. And a lot of people refuse to say it now because it's going to take away what they can have for the time being. Because you're fucking selfish. Minus the relationship part. How do you know what you were taught is the only way or is the best way to do whatever you think you're supposed to do in life? Like, when have you taken time to research the shit that you were taught that your parents didn't know better about, or your dad, you know, aunt that raised you didn't know better about? Like, we have to take the time to research what we think we know and find the error in our ways before we start pointing fingers at people on what we think they're supposed to do in life. What do we know? Is it true? What makes it true? What does it mean to be healthy? What type of healthy are you trying to be? Do you want someone where you gotta hold their hand through their healthy growth? Or do you want someone who can meet you where you're at already? Or they're already developing the healthy habits you possess already? I know for me personally, I don't want to drag anyone into their start of them being a healthier person. I'm not someone that gets off on being a man's teacher of shit I feel like he's supposed to do as a leader in my life. I want to learn what I don't know from a man. That's in that way I am biased or sexist, because I want a man I can learn from where he knows more than me. I don't want to have to teach a man that I know more of. And it could be like, I'm not saying because I know art or because I know this, you got to know this better than me. I'm saying like life skills. If I have certain life skills, I'm not looking to teach you life skills that I think you should have already. Some people like that. Some people like getting off on that. Sexually, I don't want to teach you some new shit you don't know, because you're older than me and you should have had more pussy time than I had. You know what I'm saying? But that's me though. You gotta figure out what's you though. And you can only figure that out with self-work. You can only figure that out with time spent with yourself. But if you're not spending the right time with yourself, you're kind of like repeating the same shit with a different person, with a different face, with a different body. And you're not going to get the fulfillment you should get or you can get out of the person you're putting your time in on. And that's why soul searching, that S, comes with self. Okay, you can't soul search because someone is telling you to. You can't soul search because somebody is blackmailing you to do your soul searching. You can't soul search like when people be having an intervention because they're hooked on drugs. You have to want to for yourself. And a lot of people don't want to for themselves, and they just think somebody is supposed to come in their life and fix their shit. I don't want anybody to come in my life and fix my shit if I'm not willing to try to fix it, because I'm putting my burden on them. I'm putting my struggles on someone who just wanted to come into my life and love me and be an addition to what good I'm doing, not subtracting from it. So you have to think about that. Everybody should do a level of soul searching. Everybody should take time to themselves between friendships that they gained and lost, jobs that they built relationships with and lost. I think everybody's on this. I have to have this. I have to have this. I have to do this. And nobody's taking the time to reflect on, okay, what is it that I really need from this thing? Who is it that I really need to do X, Y, and Z with? So we all need to think about that. So yeah, do your soul searching, do your self-reflection, be honest about what you need. And I feel like you'll be more fulfilled in the long run when you do shit the right way. There is no BBL to soul searching. There is no, let me go get a surgery to make me taller adjacent to soul searching. It just isn't. You got to do the work. Okay? We can't be out here having fake phony people and looking for progress. That's not gonna work. This nigga left my toilet seat up, and this is why I don't want to live with a man that won't do the shit that he should do already. Why would you leave my toilet seat up? But anywho, I'm done. Let me get this out of here.
At Highland, we're all about celebrating little wins and little ways to innovate digital processes. There's no customer pain point too small for us to help with. Maybe that's why more than half of the Fortune 100 looks to Highland to connect their content and data, improve processes, and turn little efficiencies into big wins for their customers and clients. Highland, intelligent content solutions for innovators everywhere at highland.com.